Welcome to my podcast. My name is Lenny. Welcome to Design with Lenny. Welcome to the Healing in Action podcast. So because this is episode 2, yes, I'm brand new. Baby steps, right? So Healing in Action, Design with Lenny. Why did I decide to create the channel, the podcast? Why Healing in Action? First of all, like I said in our first episode, Healing in Action is about going back to who God created you to be, to getting back your power. You know, like I mentioned in my first episode, as someone who's been through trauma, I believe that we've all experienced things in life that has taken some power or our power. So you end up not knowing who you are, not knowing what you're supposed to do. Why were you created? Why were you born? Why are you here? Right? And sometimes there's nobody to help you find out those answers. Like for me, I lost my mother when I was young. I think I was 8 years old. And you feel lost. You don't have anybody who guides you lovingly, who helps you find yourself, know yourself. Healing in Action, for me personally, me sharing my journey and hoping to inspire someone out there, create a community or be part of a community of being vulnerable together, healing together, moving forward and expressing the glory that God has given us, you know, serving the world with our gifts. How to get to that point. It's a journey of self-discovery, finding your purpose and being purposeful in the world, taking back your power from everything that tried to break you and using it for good. You know, building a safe space for yourself, for the people you love, agreeing with God in who He created you to be, fearless, wonderfully made, beautiful, deserving of peace, deserving of love, deserving of kindness, to give and to receive. It was really inspired by me having two girls, like I mentioned in my first episode. You know, when you have kids, you're forced to love them. For somebody who didn't receive love, who didn't know what it looked like, I decided to embark on this journey of, let me heal myself. Let me give myself love. Let me learn what love is. You know, because there's little humans that want you to, that look up to you, you know, that want your love. They come expressing love. And it was important that I healed myself. I discovered myself, connected with God, and embraced His love for me. Having the courage to give in into your passions, what you want to pursue, what you want to serve the world with, what you want to serve humanity with. So I hope you guys find it interesting and inspiring and motivating. Our first episode was just introduction. Please check it out so that you can learn more about what the channel, the podcast is about. Let's do this. So first of all, I want to make a disclaimer. I'm just a human being. I'm not a psychiatrist, but I'm just a human being. It's just me, Lenny, having had an experience in life and, you know, being inspired to share it with the world. That's just what it is, guys. So my podcast is based on scripture, based on the word of God, because you cannot know yourself if you do not know your manufacturer. You have to go back to your manufacturer and be like, hey, who am I? What am I supposed to do? You know, where's the manual of my life? What where should I go? You know, lead me, guide me, show me my strength, you know, show me my power and teach me to embrace it. So that's just what it's about. It's not a religious podcast. No. Because I believe that there's religion and then there's the kingdom of God. God is omnipresent. God is not only in a church building. God is everywhere, like He said, you know. So that's what I'm about. I don't have anything against religion. Religion is like a club made by man, by people, right? Where they congregate to share their faith and to exercise their faith, which is good for them, you know. But it's not the only place where you can find God. God is everywhere. He's in you. He's in everywhere around you. Because He said, seek first the kingdom of God. You seek it everywhere you are. We all have God in us. We are all made by God. And we all must give in to God to guide us, to show us who we are. Our first episode is obedience. And what obedience means to me and how it has helped me in getting back my power, living life the way God intended for me and learning. I'm still learning. You know, it's not like I've lived 100 years, experienced it, now I'm coming to teach or whatever. I'm sharing as I go. I'm sharing as I learn. You know, as I experience the challenges, as I experience the triggers, what do I do to stay in that line? What do I do to continue having that authority over my circumstances, over, you know, my life? How do I have a positive perspective every day? How do I do that? What is obedience and why should you obey and what are you obeying to? For me, scripture is the manual of our life, right? So you have to base your life on that, in finding out who you are, finding out why you are here and what you're supposed to do. You can only find it in your manual of your life. The discernment that came with it was that obedience means agreeing with what God says you are, embracing that and aligning with that. God's will for our life is to bless us, is to give us happiness, to protect us, to love us, to shepherd us, you know, to establish our plans so that we succeed. That is His will. So for me, obedience means agreeing with those things that He says about you, that you are wonderfully made, that you are beautiful, that you are worthy, you know, that He created you and made you because He loves you. And He wants to see you thrive and be happy, be purposeful, you obeying and giving into that. That is what obedience means for me. Growing up, I believed that obedience was something scary, punishable, because I didn't know the word of God, because that's what I learned from religion, right? And as I grew up, I stumbled across Dr. Miles Monroe. I'm sure many of you know Dr. Miles Monroe. He passed a while back, a long time ago. He's knowledgeable in the kingdom of God, and he helped me understand scripture in a different way, not in a religious way, but in a person created by God way. You know what I mean? I've bought a lot of his books. Most of what I say here is inspired by what I've read, what I've watched in his channel. I'll put a link below. You guys can go check him out. He's really good in helping you understand scripture and helping you understand what the kingdom of God is and how to thrive in the kingdom of God and how to embrace God without feeling fearful of punishment. You obey so that you can be, you can become. You obey to the word of God, what He says about you, you embrace it and you practice it so that you can become. So I believe that obedience is a gateway to getting your power back. It is the key to you expressing the character that God has given us, because we're all made in the image of God. The image of God, from what I've understood, is the character of God, the attitude of God, and the creativity of God. He's basically breathed in us His glory, a part of Himself. We are made in His likeness. So we are like Him in character. We are like Him in creativity. We are like Him in attitude. So obedience means aligning with that. Saying, here I am, my Creator, my God. I do not know where I'm going. I do not know what I'm supposed to do. I submit to You to renew my mind, to fill me with Your Spirit. I surrender to Your will, and agreeing with Him that He says He will bless you, that He will prosper you in everything that you do if you submit to Him. So for me, that submission is obedience. You obeying that word. You seeking His kingdom first before everything else. Agreeing with Him when He says, I will guide you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will prosper you in everything that you do. Disobedience means you know that and you don't do it. You know that and you disagree. How do you disagree? Who can disagree with being happy? You disagree by not seeking His kingdom so that you can know your power, so that you can know who you are, so that He can guide you. So you are disobeying, meaning you know, to disobey means to go against the known will of God. That's what I believe it is anyway. So we're going to be looking into why is it important in our healing in action, right? The first thing that, you know, I did personally was to learn the word of God, to find out what God says about me. I was redefining myself by what my Creator created me to be. Who was I manufactured to function as? Am I an orange? Am I an apple? Am I a pear? Because some of us, you be a pear out there, but you're wearing orange peels. So you have to let go of that layer. And you have to agree with God that, yes, I'm an apple. I benefit people in a different way than an orange does. You know what I mean? And you agree with God that indeed I'm an apple, and indeed I'm valuable. I can serve humanity. Indeed, I deserve to be happy. I deserve to be successful because my success glorifies You. My success brings out what You created me to be. An apple is successful only if it's an apple that is edible, right? You benefit from its nourishment. That is the apple success. So what is your success? What are you supposed to give out into the world? We all want to die empty. I believe people go through midlife crisis because you wake up one day and you realize, oh my gosh, I haven't done anything noteworthy. I haven't done anything that fulfills me. So how do you find that fulfillment? You find it by obeying to what God says about you, right? That's what I believe anyway. And that's what I'm doing. And that's what I'm learning. You get guided through the day. If you're a spiritual person or you're learning to be spiritual, there are certain prompts that come into your life that help you or that benefit you. You know, you can get an inspiration to give whatever it is. Give kindness, give help, you know, give whatever it is that may help the next person. So when you disobey that, you go against what you know you're supposed to do. You take two steps back into your purpose. The more you give in and the more you ask God, because God said, ask and I will guide you. So the more you give in and you ask him to teach you to love yourself so that you can know what love is, because he demands us to love our neighbors the way we love ourselves. So you cannot give what you don't know. So you have to ask and say, what does love look like? Teach me to love myself, that I can express, that I can know what love looks like and I can express it to the next person. Teach me to be kind to myself. You do it to yourself first. And when you are full, you spill over. You share that because you know what it looks like. Teach me to respect myself. Teach me to be kind to myself. Teach me to be patient with myself. And then only then can you be patient with others, because you cannot give what you don't know. You abuse what you don't know. You abuse yourself because you don't know who you are. So when you obey into the word of God and say, I agree with you, I am wonderfully made, you start treating yourself with love. I agree with you, I am successful, you have established my plans. Whatever that I bring before you, you anoint and you bless and you'll be successful. In everything that you do, you seek him first, meaning in your thoughts, in your whatever that you encounter in your day, every second of your life, you have to have a relationship with your creator so that he can guide you. So you go to him to refuel, you go to him to re-energize yourself. So when you agree with God and say, I am lost, I do not know where I'm going, I do not know what I'm doing, teach me and guide me. So you have to know his word, so that when you come before him, you bring his word, because God is sensitive to his word. His word is law. So when you obey that word, it becomes law in your life. When he says, I will bless you, I'll protect you, I'll never leave you, when you're weak, I'll be your strength, his word is law over your life. So when you obey to that, it puts you in a different frequency, right, of alignment and getting back your power, of healing yourself, rediscovering yourself, and embracing yourself. By having a relationship with him is obedience in itself. He will teach you how to develop the courage. So this means every day you have to give yourself time to learn the word of God. That is the action that you're supposed to do. Every day, give yourself time to learn the word of God. Because when you learn the word of God, you are learning who you are. You are learning your purpose, right? Because he can only tell you through his word. He can only show you through his word. That is where you get discernment. So that's what I believe anyway, and that's what's working for me. So every day I make sure I read scripture. It starts with David's psalm. Every day, read a chapter. Or what I do is I get the verse of the day, and then when I get it, I go to the whole chapter. I don't only read that verse. I go to the whole chapter and I try to find out what it's saying. Read it 3 times, 4 times until you really understand. It's going to feel, you're going to have a bit of resistance in obeying. So when you try to structure, it's a bit of resistance. You feel lazy, you don't feel motivated, but do it anyhow. Do it anyhow, because eventually, as you give in, as you obey to that prompting, eventually it becomes part of your life. You cannot go without it. Like for me, I cannot get out of bed before I pray. We're all made in the likeness of one creator, and we're all created by that one creator. So that means you have the capacity to love, you have the capacity to be kind, to be patient, to be successful in all that you do. And success is not only money. Success can be, some people wish to be successful in kindness, to be successful in being helpful, in being loving themselves, taking care of themselves and their families. Because he said, ask my name and I will do it for you, and your joy will be complete. You have to allow God to guide you. You have to give him that permission, that authority, because he said we have free will. So you have to give in and say, you've given me free will, Heavenly Father. Teach me how to heal myself. Teach me how to align with your word, how to agree with your word, to give in and to surrender to your love, to surrender to your plans, to prosper me, to help me succeed. He can only help you if you submit to him. So you have to have a plan, because he said, I will bless your plans. So if you don't have a plan and you're busy there calling, what is he going to exceed? Because he said, I will exceed the plans you make. I'll give you more than what you ask for. That means you have to have a plan. You have to ask, right? Obey his word and ask. That is what obedience is. Giving in and saying, I agree with you. This is what you say. Here I am. I'm aligning with that and I'm surrendering with that. And some days you forget, some days this and that happens, but what you should not neglect is prayer. Make sure you pray every morning before you get off your bed. As soon as you open your eyes, pray while you are in bed. Have a prayer. It could be the Lord's Prayer. It could be the Lord is my shepherd. Whatever prayer that you find in the Bible that you connect with, pray that. So you bless your day. And you bless your day. I bless my day with happiness. I bless my day with joy. I bless my day with courage. Because as you ask God to guide you, as you ask God to teach you, there's going to be opportunities that he'll bring to you that you need to obey, that you need to give into. So you have to have the courage to say, this is it. Because you are trying to change from the old of fear, right? When you are fearful, you are not brave. When you're fearful, you don't have the courage. You don't have the self-esteem, the self-confidence. So the opportunity will come where he's going to try to remove that layer of lack of self-confidence by putting you in a situation that will demand your confidence, that will demand your patience, that will demand your kindness, that will demand you to be giving, right? So you have in that moment to discern. When you know the word of God, you pray and say, guide me through this. How do I do this successfully? He put all these things in us and he knows that they will work. He knows you have the capacity to love. He knows you have it. It's just you're being clouded by life. You've been clouded by all these things, horrible things that have happened in your life. And each and every day, he will bring you into those situations where whatever you pray for, he will bring you in that situation and you have to obey in that moment. When a moment comes where you have to be helpful, you will know it, and in that moment, give in. As you give in, relax your nervous system and just give in to that moment and do it. Obey to God's assurances where he says, I will be your strength when you are weak. When you are going through overwhelming situations, I will be your refuge. Go to God. Obey. And as you obey, you find yourself. As you obey, you get your power back. You have authority over that situation now. It doesn't have power over you. You have power over it. That is the joy of being in the realm of God. That is the joy, because the situations will happen in your life, but because of your different knowledge that has given you power over your circumstances, you have a different perspective, because you know that in every situation, there is a solution. Maybe this situation is supposed to help me excel, right? So what is the solution? You pray about that. You obey and you say, I'm going through this. Teach me how to resolve it. Guide me, instruct me, for you are my shepherd. You are my source. You are my sustainer. I agree and I obey to that. That's what I believe obedience is, and that's how I've been practicing it in my life. So you have to have things that you do on a regular basis to help you obey. You have to have mantras that you do each and every day that include what you want to see in your life. Do you feel you are lacking in wisdom? Ask, because he said, if you ask for wisdom, he's not going to judge you. He will give it to you, right? And he will guide you. So have mantras that align with what you want to see in the world. Say, I bless this day with kindness. I bless this day with joy. I bless this day with success, with good news from my loved ones, for myself. I bless this day with self-love. So when you order the day, you give a direction. You that's a plan for the day that God is going to establish and make sure that it succeeds. And you have those moments. Remember, knowledge is power. If you know, then you have power. So you have to know the word of God in order to know how to live your life on a daily basis. That's what I do, and that's what the healing in action means. You have to do actionable things that align with you healing. You heal because you feel out of sorts, out of alignment. You are out of the frequency of God. So how do you get back to that? By obeying his word. That's what I believe, and that's what I've been doing in my life, and so far it's working. You know, when I have two beautiful girls, and I struggled with being patient. You know, I struggled with self-love. I realized that I wasn't really loving myself. I thought I loved myself. All my life growing up, I was told, oh my God, you're so beautiful. Oh my God, look at you. Look at this. Look at that. But then inward, you don't feel it, right? Because you're used to yourself. All you do sometimes, you look in the mirror and you're like, oh my God, I'm so beautiful. But you're not really loving yourself. You are liking the surface you. You don't even, I was telling this to my friend a couple of weeks ago that, you know, I realized that I have never really looked at myself like in my soul. Like when you look in the mirror and you look at your eyes and you connect and you talk to yourself, I hadn't done that. I've only recently, last year, that's when I started doing that. And I realized I wasn't doing that. I was like, how many people look in the mirror and criticize themselves? and you're like, look at my big nose. Oh my God, look at my eyes crooked. Oh my God, why do I have pimples? You look at the surface. You don't look to connect and say, I love you. You're beautiful. I care for you. You know, so I've started doing that. These are the actionable things that I do to heal. I look in the mirror every morning and I look at myself deep in my eyes and I say, you are worthy. You are loved. You know, I say to myself, I love you. I value you. I honor you. And I'm so proud of you, you know, for the growth and the courage and all these things that you have achieved. Not just material things. You've achieved being kind. You are learning to be kind, to be confident, to love yourself, to embrace who you are, to make progress in that each and every day. Look at yourself in the mirror. Try it. Go look yourself in the mirror and look in your eyes. It's going to feel a bit weird in the beginning if you're not used to it. And that's when you know that you haven't really been loving yourself. When that opportunity came and that prompting came to look in the mirror and look at yourself and say these things to yourself, I did it. I obeyed in that moment. When you have a relationship with God, certain things are going to happen in life when you know it is not you. You'll be inspired and you will know this is not me. That's how I came to creating Discern with Lenny. Even the name, even the everything, it wasn't because of my thinking. I did not spend time thinking about it. I just said, Father, I want to be impactful in the world. And I prayed about it. And I said, Father, give me the courage to obey when it comes, when the answer comes. And one day I was just 3 a.m. because I pray 3 a.m. sometimes. And it just came, you know, Discern with Lenny. I was like, what? And I told my husband, I didn't think of this. This is not from my mind. I didn't spend a lot of time thinking about it. And, you know, I wrote it down. And in that same night, I had 3 episodes already about what the podcast is going to be about. And it took me time to obey because I was like, I want to be perfect because, you know, what if I don't sound okay? What if my English is not proper? Because English is not my first language. I was born in Botswana, born and raised in the village for that matter. So I was like, what if I'm not appealing? What if the algorithm doesn't? All of these what ifs that are the old self. And then I realized that obey. You want to be impactful, you have to obey to this. This is how you're going to be impactful. This is your way. Where you're going to be successful. I'm not successful yet, but I believe that I'm doing this because I was assigned to do it. And I'm going to be successful in it, you know, because every single day, it's something that gnaws at me. It bothers me that I have to do it. I have an overwhelming discernment. I write on my phone so much. It came to a point where I believe this is what I'm supposed to do. And it made me realize that this is when it's going to be covered in depth in our gifts episode, that God has given me this voice. Anybody who knows me, anybody and everybody who knows me knows that Lenny can talk. I can talk, guys. I am talkative all my life. My sister's always saying, in every picture, you cannot take a picture of Lenny still. She's always talking, right? So I've been praying for this. Father, what are my gifts? What are my gifts? And I didn't even know that talking is one of my gifts. So I was like, you know, talking, I talk and I love talking. And I'm always sharing with my husband all of these discernments that I get. So how about, I believe I was inspired to put it in, package it nicely for you guys. Of course, I'm still learning, you know, early days. Package it and do a podcast. I had to obey. And I am here now because I obeyed. I'm obeying and I'm saying, no matter what it looks like, if you want me to do it, I will do it because you know who needs it. You know what I mean? Whoever you who's watching right now, who watched all the way, who's going to watch all the way to the end, it is because he knew that he's going to send me to you. Your gift doesn't have to be accepted by everybody. Your gift is going to serve the people who need it the most. So never worry about what will people say. You know, you can worry about that, but pray for the courage to do it. Pray for the courage to obey and give in to that gift and serve that gift. That is what I'm doing right now. Like I said, guys, healing in action, I'm going through the process. I love this because I am growing. We are growing together. You know what I mean? And you guys are going to see whether we make it or not. But I'm hopeful that we're going to make it because this is coming from truly me wanting to give of myself. And I thought, let me use my voice, my talkativeness, and share the word of God and encourage someone out there, someone who's went through terrible things in life and who want to regain themselves, restore themselves. So in healing in action, that is the action that you can do. Get yourself a Bible and start reading by yourself and try to understand by yourself. Because sometimes when you go to church, the pastor or the priest or whatever, they will preach from their own discernment. So it is important that you go and you read that word 3-4 times so that God gives you discernment that relates to you and relates to his purpose for you. You know what I mean? So that is what obedience is. Go read the word of God. Obey that word of God. What he says about you, believe it. Every day, remind yourself and pray to remember to be courageous in obeying when the opportunity comes. I'm learning to go out there, to go out with people. Because if I want to be helpful to people, I have to be around people. And if you want to receive, you have to be with people. Because how are people going to see you? How are people going to give to you when you are not around them? And how are you going to give? How are you going to help when you are not around people? How are you going to be patient when you are not around people that will teach you to be patient? Whatever your cup is full of is going to spill over. So if your cup is full of negativity, full of fear, lack of courage, lack of self-confidence, you're going to see it in the environment, because what you are is what you see. What you're filled with is what you're going to spill and share. You will share it with your children. You will share it with your loved ones. Every day is complaint. Every day is, oh my gosh, this is happening. Every day. You heal by renewing your mind. And the more you say it to yourself, looking at yourself in the mirror, relaxing your nervous system, you see it, and the more you pray about it, you make progress. The more you start seeing it everywhere. If you think negative things, oh my God, I'm not blessed, oh my God, why is nothing good happening to me? You're gonna see nothing good happen to you every day. That is the power of your words. So you have power, but yet misusing it. So knowing in itself is power. When you know, then you have power over your words. What you say affects your life and the people around you. So you have to obey God's word, that you're a powerful being. You are a creator. What you say gets created. So what is it that you want to see in the world? And then you obey into that. I hope today was inspirational. And I hope that this has shed some light in find direction, where to start. Start with the word of God. Trust me, the word of your manufacturer. What is your manufacturer saying about you? What did he put in you that will benefit you, that will make you successful, that will benefit people around you? You have to go to the manual of life. I got this from Dr. Miles Monroe. He calls it the manual of life. So go back there and find out for yourself. Don't wait for Sunday. Don't wait for Saturday if it's Saturday. Look for it for yourself. Going Saturday or Sunday is just to reinforce, to strengthen, and to help as a collective and share that awareness, that knowledge, that power. But do it in your own space, in your closet, right? Because he will guide you other things that you need to know on your own, that you cannot know or you cannot hear when you are in the middle of a lot of people. You know what I mean? So I hope today was inspirational to you. I hope it will motivate you to obey, to love yourself. It will motivate you to seek that you heal, that you align, that you are guarded, guided, and prospered in everything that you do. Thank you so much for watching this all the way to the end. Thank you for your support, and I'll see you next time. We're going to be talking about gifts. Exciting gifts. We're going to be looking into how can you discern your gifts. So yeah, enjoy your day, enjoy your family, enjoy your life, and I'll see you next time. Ciao, ciao.